חנוכה, תשפ"ה. אמן. 2025. תשפ"ה. So we'll try to cover as much as we can the highlights of the Chag, understanding the values of the Yom Tov. I read a lot, and I really sort through many, many things. And I will try first to bring us into the spirit of Hanukkah, which that's our obligation as a father to do at home, to the wife and kids, to bring the spirit, the understanding what's such a holy days, the days of Hanukkah. And then we'll see what we can grab from these days and different things. There are many, many, many things that are brought down by later rabbis in the last generations. I was trying to check a source. Many of them are made up just by rabbis trying to make it into interesting, and they made up different sgulot and different things. People asked me about Hanukkah, and I did, and I checked, and I as much as I can. Many of them does not have any real sources. So what we're going to speak is only things that I saw in earlier Sfarim, from earlier rabbis like the Ma'aril, the Kav HaYashar, the Bnei Yisachar, the Rav Chida, Rabbi Chaim Palaji, Moed Lekol Chai, Ruach Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai, etc. Sfarim that are, they know what they're talking about, from the Arizal, in Chavot Yair, etc. So let's start. Okay. So as we said on Shabbat, just going to speak briefly. We can bring the feeling into the home, but just for us to understand really how valuable are those days of Hanukkah. As we said on Shabbat, we're going to light the menorah. And we're going to say Ladlik Ner Hanukkah. Right? We don't say Ladlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. Ladlik Ner Hanukkah. So we're not going to discuss halachot tonight. That was on Shabbat, and we can discuss it more after, but tonight it's not going to be halachot. But Ladlik Ner Chanukah, the reason we chose that beracha, I'm going to bring it as an introduction to something I want to say. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu. That's 10 words, right? Ladlik Ner Chanukah, it's 13. Ladlik Ner Chanukah, as we said. We say Ladlik Ner Chanukah, you have in mind the Rashi Tevot Lamed Nun Chet. The Rashi Tevot Nachal is the name of Hashem. As the Ben Ish Chai writes, and the Bnei Yisachar being from the Rukeach, that's a name who can bring Yeshua. Because the Chashmonaim, when they were fighting with the name Nun Chet Lamed. Nafshenu Chiketa L'Adonai. Our soul was waiting for God to help us, which He did. So, and Chanukah, we say Ladlik Ner Chanukah, it's 13 words. The next bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa Nisim Le'avotenu Bayamim Ahem Bezman Hazeh. How many words? 13 words. These two brachot, we're going to say the whole Chanukah. It's 13 plus 13, it's 26, it's Hashem's name. It's Hashem's name. Hashem's name is when we say the two brachot of Chanukah. Why do we use the 13? What's significant about the name of 13? Because we're going to take Avraham, it's 5. Yitzchak is another 4, is 9. Yaakov is also 13. Right? All the Avot together. If you take the letters from Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, you're going to end up with 13 letters. And you're going to take also the names of all the Imaot. Sarah is 3. Rachel is another 3. Leah is another 3. And Rivka. Right? Rivka. 13. So I have 13 letters by the fathers. I have 13 letters by the mothers. Biyachat, combination of the fathers and the mothers, create Hashem's name is 26. That's why even Yaakov's names was changed to Israel, But Hashem kept calling him Yaakov because Israel will mess up the order of the numbers. So we want to keep that 26. So when we say the two berachot, we want to bring Hashem's name into it. That's why in Rabbi Chaim Palagi and many others, Bnei Yisachar Tov, he says, the wife should have part of this mitzvah of Hanukkah. How is the wife will have part of the mitzvah of Hanukkah? Again, if possible, we're not, anything we say today, it's not a demand, and it's of course you have to see whatever fit in your family to do. But the wife should have part of the mitzvah of Hanukkah is to bring the petilot. What's a petilot? We already against this everything automatic ready, as we spoke last year. If you would know, really in the Sfarim, how much kavanot, if you look at Shara Kavanot, Le'arizal, how much kavanot is just when I put the oil, when I put some water under the oil, when I put the wick into the thing, into this, you buy it ready, you're losing so many things. You buy the ready one and you put it there, you light. You are losing so many parts of the mitzvah. Put it away, do the mitzvah yourself. I'm not asking you to take olives and turn it into oil. But the oil, the water, as we're going to say, you think it's insignificant to put the water under the oil? You think it's insignificant? If you would see what it says in the Sfarim, that the Jewish people are compared to oil, we always rise up. Wherever we are, the Jewish nation rises up. And the goyim are underneath us. And that's what happened on Hanukkah. And Hamayim, the Pasuk says, Hamayim Zedonim. What's Zedonim? The evil. Zedim Beyat Tzadikim. When we put the oil on top of the water, it's not just, okay, we put the oil, it should not burn the cup. No! I should not burn the cup. There is a special kavanot, the Rashash says, when you put the water and then on top of the oil is to show the Jewish people will flow up. We will exist. We're here. No matter who's going to mix in us, but we'll separate ourselves from them. They're going to be on the bottom, we're going to be on top. That's when you put some water and then on top of it, the oil.
So you have to put water?
Yes, you should.
I never did that.
Okay. I mean, if you would know that, you would not sit here today, right? So we're going to put some water underneath, they're going to put the oil on top. I mean, so if we can have the wife participate, you know what? Can you just help me put the wicks through the oil? It's a small thing. Why? Because in these two berachot, we're creating Hashem's name. And Hashem's name in a house cannot be without a wife and a husband together. Zachur Shechina B'Shruya B'Nehem. The Zachut of the house is when the Shechina is here. Therefore, Ish V'Isha is Hashem's name. So the first Bracha is 13, it's for the father. The second Bracha is 13, it's for the mother. The mother is not going to say the Bracha, the father is going to say two Brachot. But it's the combination. And therefore, when you come to light the candle, the wife is part by lighting the, by putting the petilot, the wicks inside, and I have the part of lighting it. There is a story with the Baal Yesod v'Shorosh HaAvodah. Yesod v'Shorosh HaAvodah was Adam Kadosh. Adam Kadosh, the Ben Ishchai speaks about him. And he was a big tzaddik, Kadosh. And a lady came over to him, and he was outside with his shamash. And she said, Who is the rabbi? So the shamash tells the rabbi, he's here. He's out, he's here, right here. What do you need? Tell the rabbi, what do you need? Amen. So she started crying that her daughter a year ago left the house. But lately she found out that she lives with the goy and they're about to get married. She wanted the rabbi to give a bracha to die. Rabbi, I can't see it. She will be married to a goy outside of the Jewish life. It's over. She's going to give birth. There's going to be Jewish kids totally out. So the rabbi says, do you have anything in the house from her? Do you have anything in the house belong to her? She says, nothing. She took everything with her. Try to remember. You have anything that belonged to her in the house? And she says, yes, I have a scarf that she left in the house. She said, take that scarf. Go home. Take that scarf. And make from it ptilot. Wicks. And light with it the candles. I'm telling you, you will see a short. Take the clothing that she left. Turn them into wicks. And light the candles with it. She lit the candles with it. She was standing by the candles at that night. the middle of the night, there's a banging on the door. It's a true story. You can read it in his sefer. And the daughter came home after a year not being home. She says, "Mommy, mommy, I don't know what happened to me. I'm lost. Please forgive me." From making the wicks to light the candles. The Gemara writes in Maseret Megillah, Devorah, Isha Neviah. Devorah was one of the Neviot. Eshet Lapidot. What's Eshet Lapidot? The Gemara writes, she made her husband into a big man by making petilot lamikdash. She told her husband, "I'm going to make petilot, you're going to bring him to Bet HaMikdash. I'm going to make wicks, you're going to be to Bet HaMikdash." And she was okay to be the Devorah Neviah. So again, that's part number one. If we able to make the Rebbetzin in the house part of this mitzvah, it will be a great zchut. Nine adlaka, because the lighting, it's really mitzvah for the father. And again, as we said, we have a kavanah for the 13 words in the first bracha. We have a kavanah for 13 words in the second bracha. And together we're creating Hashem's name. That's a combination between me and my wife that's going to bring the Shekhinah into the house. As we're going to speak soon about the candles, we understand why do we need Hashem's name to be there.
Can also have by hand?
Also?
Yeah?
Not as Hanukkah though. Why Hanukkah is so significant? So, besides the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, who promises us, Ragil Baner, Avel and Banim, Talmidei Chachamim, someone who's careful with the Ner Hanukkah, he will have tremendous Banim, Talmidei Chachamim, will have good children. Right? How much money we pay for tuition, we pay for tutoring, we pay for the kids to be successful in class. I just came from PTA and like the couple before me, like, come on, like 10, 15 minutes inside. Right? So the one who was waiting with me outside, he says, "I guess the kid is a troublemaker." If the parents are 15 minutes, when he's good, he's good. Okay, nothing to say, everything is good. Ah. So much, we walk here and it comes to Gemara and says, it's not Arizal come, Baba Sali come, gives you a bracha. It's not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Gemara. The Gemara comes and tells you, listen, you want banim talmidei chachamim? This is it. Aragil baner. You have to be careful with the candle. Whatever you can do it better. The time, the flame, the oil, whatever you can do. Don't be cheap on it. Don't buy the oil. Oh, okay, it's $2 cheaper. Really? That's what you're saving? We're paying $1,000 of tuition. You're going to save on the $2 of the oil. Do it right. Do a good one. That's what you're gonna save your money on.
The one is more expensive.
No.
You're losing on work.
$30.
You're losing on work. The Rokeach is one of the Rishonim. Rabbi Eliezer Migermazia. Anything he wrote in his sefer, we have a Kabbalah. He lived about 1,000 years ago. Okay. Rabbeinu Eliezer Migermazia. Anything he wrote in his sefer is a Kabbalah mipi Eliyahu Navi. Everything he wrote in his sefer, Harokeach, the Bet Yosef, Ben Gemarat, is a posek. Anything he wrote in his sefer, we have a Kabbalah. It was mekabel from Eliyahu Navi. Harokeach is the one who made many, many tikkunim also. And Harokeach writes like this. That the 36 candles that we light are coming, corresponding to the 36 hours, the first 36 hours of creation. The first 36 hours of creation, when Hashem created the world, the first 36 hours was a special light called Or HaGanuz, that with that light, you were able to see everything. Which means the reason I'm standing even in the middle of the day in a place and I can't see far, I can say it's a mile, 6 miles, 10 miles. How much can I see? That's it. It becomes blurred. Nothing bothers me. The sun is shining. The day is clear. I'm on top of the mountain. But there is a limit to my sight. There is a limit to my sight. This has come because there is a thickness in the world that Hashem created to block our eyes from seeing. Back then, it was the Or HaGanuz. You were able to see like x-ray through everything. You're standing in one place of the world, you can see the entire globe on the other side. And Kama Kadosh Baruch Hu and Gonez this all at Tzadikim. That's the Gemara, right? Amada Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is not light for everybody. And after 36 hours, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took this light and put it in Tzadikim. Says the Rokeach from the name of Eliyahu Navi. On the days of Hanukkah, we have 36 candles. Those 36 hours comes back to life. So much so So much so that many rabbis it says, Pinchas Mikoritz, right? The Bnei Yisachar says by Shabbat candles, I'm able through the light to see everything will happen this week. And when I'm looking at the Hanukkah candles, I can see everything will happen the all year long. There is so much Ruach HaKodesh in the candles. Yeah? Pinchas Mikoritz, he was the Rebbe of the Chatam Sofer. Unbelievable rabbi. And he writes, just looking at the Hanukkah candles, I can see everything that will happen in Am Yisrael this year. So much Kedusha, you think he lighting it, oh, big deal, well, what is it? And according to the Rokeach, he has Sheyachut to Mitzvah Deoraita, to light those candles. The Mitzvah of Aaron HaKohen, and the way the Bnei Yisrael explained him, is scary. I was reading it yesterday, he's like, he says, I don't even have to put it in words, but right now, according to this Rokeach, you are the Kohen Gadol standing in Bet HaMikdash who lighting the menorah, because God promised Aaron HaKohen, I will give you a mitzvah that anyone will be equal to you. To lighting those Hanukkah candles. So you think, oh, a big deal, I was Mechaven 13 words and 13 words is Hashem's name, I lit the candle, big deal. What's a big deal? It's a very big deal. And if you were able to see through this flame that you see there, there is so much koach. Now it's a story 6 hours of the Or HaGanuz actually coming down. And therefore, what Rabbi Yisai? And therefore, we're going to take this opportunity. We're going to take this opportunity of the first half hours. We're going to speak now. We're going to take this opportunity of this half hour that really, according to the Zohar, Mechilan Derachameh, I was reading a Zohar today. The Zohar says like this. Lo tira an eshet chayil. Lo tira lebeita mishaleg. Can someone translate the pasuk? Lo tira lebeita mishaleg. The eshet chayil, she's not afraid, she doesn't have any fear, and her house from shaleg, from snow. Why? Ki, because kol beita levushanim, because she's an eshet chayil. All the kids are dressed in a very warm clothing. Right? We say it every Friday night. The eshet chayil, she doesn't afraid of snow outside. Lo tira lebeita mishaleg. She doesn't afraid of snow. Why? Because she's a true Eshet Chayil. All her kids are dressed warmly, right? You say it every Friday night to your wife. Really? Like, okay. Shlomo HaMelech. Right? Okay, we're not afraid of snow. We have clothing. Yeah? Right, Shlomo? We're not afraid of snow because we have clothing. What is Shlomo HaMelech saying? So the Gemara in Masechet Berachot. לא תראה לביתה משלג, שלג, דגמרה says, בתשלג בצלמון, שלג is גהינם. And a true אשת חייל is not afraid of גהינם in her house. Why? כי חול ביתה, because all her house, לבוש שניים. She has two. To what? What does she have to? Says the Zohar הקדוש, you know why she's not afraid? Because she has a mezuzah and a chanukiah. She's not afraid of Gehinah because she has in her ass mezuzah and chanukiah. Obviously, it's the only time the Zohar HaKadosh mentioned Chanukah. You know why a true Eshet Chayil is not afraid of Gehinah in his ass? What do you mean? I have a mezuzah and I have a menorah. Really, chanukiah, big deal, we light it there. What is it? This is what the Pasuk is speaking about. She's not afraid of that. I have in my house the Hanukkah candles lit. You know how much we can fix and how much we can do with these Hanukkah candles? That's the Zohar HaKadosh. I was reading the Zohar today. It's wow, like, really, the wife, the true Eshet Chayil, we praise her for what? That she's going to have the mezuzah and the menorah and the Hanukkah lit in her house. Okay, obviously, let's move with it. So, it's like this. I'm going to give an introduction to what I'm saying. We all know we're going to have Birkat HaMazon. It's a nice to do Seudot, as the Rama writes in Tafashayin, to do Seudot al Chanukah, and to praise Hashem, and to sing songs to Him. Very good. Now, in Birkat HaMazon, what are we going to say? Al HaNisim v'Al HaPukan. If someone forgot Al HaNisim, now what does it do? Someone forgot Al HaNisim. What did it do? Oh, Venei Yerushalayim. Oh, wow, I forgot Al HaNisim. What should I do? Says the Rama. When you get to Ar HaChaman, you say like this. Ar HaChaman. Hu Ya'aseh Lanu. Hashem will do to us. Nisim v'niflaot. Miracles. כשעשה לאבותינו בימים מהם בזמן הזה, and you're reading בימי מרדכי, בימי מתתיהו, בני יוחנן, כל כך. So what's the mean come? The שואל, הוא משיב, רבי שאול נתן זון, lived 400 years ago, and he says, I don't understand what am I speaking about. How can it be? This הלכה, הגמרא מסכת תענית, says, it's אסור to ask for miracles. It's אסור to ask for miracles. We don't ask for miracles. The Gemara being a crazy story with Rava. The Persian king told him, if the Jewish people are so smart, are so close to God, I want to see rain today. It was August. Rain today in Iraq, in August, rain. And Rava told him, you got it. And he went to the shul and he cried, Hashem, please, show that you have people that you love in the world. And Hashem brought a lot of rain. And he went to sleep at that night, and his father came to him in a dream and says, Rava, get out of your bed. You're going to die tonight. Get out of your bed. Look at the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit inside. The Gemara says, Rava got out of his bed, he went to sleep with his son. He comes in the morning, he looks in his bed, and he sees swords. And his father tells him, they will punish me in Shamayim for telling it to you. But the Malachim are very upset. You ask for miracles. You ask to change the creation. Who's changing creation? God creates creations. In the summer, it's now winter. You're not going to have rain. So the Malachim are very upset. And that's why they're coming to do it to your bed. So wait a minute. So how can we ask? Says the Shoel Mashiv. So how can we ask for rain? How can we ask for rain? And he says, with the Mashal of the Magid Midubna. The Mashal, the Magid Midubna says, when Sarah gave birth, when Sarah gave birth, how old she was?
90.
What the Gemara says, what the Torah writes, Kol HaShomea, it's actually Sarah, but 90 Shana Teled, 90 years old, woman will give birth. But there was another lady, her name is Yocheved. She was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe. It doesn't even mention in the Torah. All we know that she was born when they came down to Mitzrayim, and Moshe was 80 when they left Mitzrayim, so must be she was 130, right? So 90 to 136 generations after. What's more miracle? How come the Torah does not speak about it?
Set a precedent.
Says the Magid Midubna, because in Mitzrayim to have miracles with children, it doesn't mean anything. Everyone gave birth to 6 babies at a time. Every child was born, the Midrash, right? It was swallowed into the ground. And 2 stones come and feeding them milk and honey. And the children will grow under the came to plow and plow over them. So big deal, a lady gave birth in 130. Who counted Bechlau? He says, you know why on Hanukkah, says the Shoel HaMashiv, you can ask for miracles? Because on Hanukkah, it's nothing for God to do miracles for you. During the year, you're going to ask for miracles. Hey, you're changing creation. Today, 5 people can defeat millions. Today, children can be born. Today, limbs in the body can be created. I was reading a story in England. He was bringing over here a Biderman about a child was born without a stomach, and the doctor says a few hours. He doesn't have a stomach to hold food. And on Hanukkah. Doctor, I never saw anything like after this. Just start growing stomach. God can do everything on Hanukkah. Hanukkah, when the candles are on, the first half hour, close the phone, close the door, close everybody, no work, nothing. Look at the candles. And the Meiri Nechavot Yair says, the Ikar, Akdusha, Shenot Hanukkah is the simcha that you have in the first half hour. And you can ask whatever you want. Shalom, what do you want?
No, Chabad told me today.
Forget about Chabad. What do you want?
What do you
don't even know what you want. What do you want, Rabbi said? Ask whatever you want. Al Chanukah, you have to think before, what do you want? You're coming in front of the king. The first half hour, focus, that's the light of Or HaGanuz coming. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can perform today anything. You know how many miracles happened? I was looking at this. I saw a guy was saying, he was looking last year, Tafshin Pidal, 2024, he was looking at the Hanukkah candles and he brought the pictures of here. You see the yellow? And the red shows a rip. So he has to do surgery to change the old piece in the eye. He will never regrow. And he says, he just looked at the Hanukkah candle. It's just 6 days, just the first half hour, it looks like Hanukkah candle. And that's, you look at the date, there is a date over here. I look today in the calendar. It's actually, this date is was Friday. It was Wednesday, the 6 days of Hanukkah. He says, look at this, it just regrew again. The doctor told him, he brings over the, I never saw anything in my life like this. The body never recovered the eyes. The body itself, it's something that was created one time and that's it. Just by looking at the candles. He brought this picture. The candles can do so much for us. Don't give up this time. Run to a party. Leave the parties for later. Run to another one. Okay. We're going to light. As the Ole Tzion says, about 25 minutes after Shkia, if you're able to. Or even later. But the first half hour, the candles, nothing exists. No email, no WhatsApp, nothing. Take the kids, dance with them, be happy with them, and observe the light of the candle. The Gaon Mivilna promises, whoever will look deeply in the candles in the first half hour, he promised Hashem forgive him any bad thoughts that he saw in his life. Any bad thoughts that he saw in his life. And now we're going to go into the Bnei Sachar. Everybody wants children, and everybody wants their children to be tzaddikim. And he writes, it's nodame akadmonim, that Rosh Hashanah, that Yemei HaChanukah, he has a koach of Rosh Hashanah. What's the koach of Rosh Hashanah? Bringing children down to the world. And he says, Matityahu is exactly the same gematria as Rosh Hashanah. You can try it. And Lama Or, to light, is the gematria Zera. And he says, especially the last day, but any day of the Chanukah, to pray for our children, to pray the children that we have, or to pray on the children that we would like to have, you can't find any better time in a year. You can't find any better time in a year than more than this half hour when the candles are lit. So, we said is that Chanukah candles, as we said before, Lo tira le betam ishalek, Yibod HaZohar HaKadosh, Kichol betah lavushanim, lavushnaim, the mezuzah, and the Chanukiah, and that's why the mezuzah is a mitzvah leman irbu yemechem. It's a mitzvah that gives life, right? Leman irbu yemechem, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha. What's mezuzot? Zaz mavet. The death is moved out. The death is moved out. You're putting a kosher mezuzah on your door. Mezuzot, zaz mavet, the death is out. Why? Because the Torah promised, leman irbu yemechem. How do we know ladies in chayavin mezuzah? The Gemara says, it's ukash letfilin. Tfilin ze patur. Mezuzah should be patur. It's in the same pasuk. Ekesh. What's the Gemara write in Maseret Yoma? Gavre ba'u chaye, nashe lo ba'u chaye. Only men wants to live. Ladies don't deserve to live. The mitzvah of the mezuzah is give the life. So if the Zohar put them lavush shnayim, so the Sfarim HaKadoshim lo ani, he has the same koach. Mezuzah, Ene Chanukah can give long life. And that's why it's a very known segula for refuah shlema, or for long life. Someone who really needs refuah shlema takes this time. I want to tell you something. God is almighty, right? A principal gave a price. Why? Because one kid picked up the garbage from the floor. So he saw it and he went to his room, he took a prize. So a different kid, oh, there's more garbage, we'll go pick up it. We'll get the prize too? No. You copy your friend, I got one prize, I gave it, it's over. God doesn't have limits. Hashem does not like one more than the other. Hashem gives a new ma'aseh. Even if you copy somebody else. Even if you do it, Hashem does not have limits. So he gave this guy refuah, I can give you refuah. If he gave this guy life, he can give you life. Archev picha v'amaleu. Don't be afraid to ask. Oh, I already asked so much. I asked for this. Don't be afraid to ask. Hashem has so much to give. Hashem has no limit. I saw Rabbi Chaim Palaji, he writes, as the Gemara says, it's not Gemara, it's the Poskim, right? If someone can light by the door and he has the tzitzit, So he's surrounded with three mitzvot. Tzitzit, mezuzah, and now he lights the menorah. So Yirei says, it's minhag yefeh. It's the right minhag to do. Take your tzitziot, check them before you light the mezuzah. To show that you machshiv this mitzvah tzitzit when you're about to perform the mitzvah of Nechanukah. Take your strings out and look at them. You show chashivut the mitzvah of tzitzit. I'm coming with the mitzvah of tzitzit to do the mitzvah of Chanukiah. We all know, I was actually learning today the Rabbi Chaim Palagi. In the last one, he says that you should do whatever you can to do and to be in a Brit Milah on Chanukah. Do whatever you can to be in a Brit Milah on Chanukah. Whatever you can to be in a Brit Milah on Chanukah. He says, even if you melamed, cancel your shiur. But you never find anything else, unless it's mitzvah deoraita, shekavua lazman. He says, even if you teach children in school, leave them alone, go for Brit Milah on Chanukah. Brit Milah on Chanukah, he says, if you get Brit Milah on Chanukah, when the baby cries, you can get whatever you want. So I was learning it, literally, as I was learning it, the principal of the school walks in. He told me, Sadon. I said, what? He said, you're not going to believe the good news. So what's the good news? There is a rabbi over here, Rabbi Surya. He's married 13 years. He just had twin boys. I said, breed on Hanukkah. He said, forget about the breed. He just had twin boys after 13 years. I said, I just was learning about breed on Hanukkah. I care about
where's the
bit of it? He has one daughter who was born after 6 years and now twin boys. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. A very big very big simcha. Huh? He's fifth grade. I'm not sure.
He's
in
his chair, son.
No, my son, that's
yeah. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. So it's a big thing, to be in a Brit Milah on Chanukah. Another thing is those days were given le'alel ve'odah, right? As we said on Shabbat, Ben Ishchai points out, even on Pesach, which we turn into a nation, we left Mitzrayim, we don't say full alel. We don't say full alel. No. The days don't deserve to be said full alel. No. It's not big enough of a day. But come Chanukah, yeah, full alel. From beginning to end, right? Ben Yitzchak ben Rabbi Chas Mikot, you understand what Chanukah is? והימים האלה נקבעו להדות ולהלל. You don't know anymore what to do with the candles? Just, can you just thank Hashem וקדוש ברוך הוא? Thank הקדוש ברוך הוא for what you have. You have a beautiful family, you have a house, you have a wife, you have someone who cares for you, you have someone who's taking care of you. The kids are dressed, the washing machine is working, the heating is working in the house. Can you just thank הקדוש ברוך הוא for what we have? Right? There is so much we can withdraw on ourselves from thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu love to give Sadezer HaShimshon, the one who appreciates what he gives him. Again, let's repeat it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves to give to the one who appreciates what he gave him. If I live and my body is functioning, I'm ready to eat normally and I'm just complaining that my kid is not doing homework and the house is not clean and constantly dishes in the sink and I have a headache when I'm not sleeping enough. So, you not deserve what I'm giving. You not deserve what I'm giving. But if the guy is busy, he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, this is someone you want to be next to. So says the Zera Shimshon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu love to give the one who appreciate what he gives him. So we have what to appreciate? We all have what to appreciate. Of course we all have what to appreciate. We should say it a thank you by the candles also. Hashem, we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to what we have. So now the pasuk is like this. Lo hametim ye'alelu. Yeah. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Lev, can you help me? Lo hametim ye'alelu. Yeah. What's metim? Becho, what's metim?
Aravot.
Aravot?
Aravot.
No, they don't use dry or bad minute. What's Lo Amitim Hallelujah? The dead people cannot praise Hashem. You understand why we're praising Hashem on Chanukah? Because Hashem gives life on Chanukah. We'll be praising Hashem because Hashem, through praise on Hanukkah, you can create life. You can pull on yourself a longer life. Lo amitim hallelujah, because today is a day of a praise. And it's a day of a praise to Hashem. I'm asking Hashem for a long life. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, kol ha-chayim yidu chasela. Someone who's a chai, who's alive, he knows to say thank you. He knows to appreciate. That's what we're going to do on Hanukkah. It's a part of avodat hayom. Is הימים האלה נקבעו להלל והודעה. These days were established as Shulchan Aruch for הלל and הודעה. To say the הלל and to say thank you. Okay, so הלל we say. How do we say the הודעה? הודעה means thank you. How do we say the הודעה? So we have to find some time in Chanukah when we dedicate that time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the Bnei Yisachar, a very big yesod. He says, did you ever wonder how come only the tzaddikim can ask Hashem and Hashem gives them and I ask him and he doesn't give me? He says, did you wonder, he has a sefer called Derech Pikudecha. And over there he writes like this, you want to know the secret? So you want to know the secret? Why tzaddik being in saying, you know? I'll tell you the secret, he says. When you tell Borei Olam, Olam, wow, I'm trying to close this deal for a long time, I'm trying to be accepted for work, I'm trying to put my son in school, I'm trying to make my wife happy, and it doesn't work! It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Right? So what I'm begging Hashem, make my wife happy lady. Can you just make her happy? I can't just come home and she's upset. Okay, fine. So you come and she says, I don't know if you deserve it. Right, the malachim goes up, and I'm stopping the tefillah, stopping the tefillah, stopping the tefillah. Says the Bnei Zohar like this. I'll tell you a trick. The trick works like this. If I will come and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful wife he gave me. So now the malachim has no permission in Shemayim. Listen to this. The malachim in Shemayim has no permission to stop praise. Praise has to go all the way to the keter, to Borei Olam. Praise, the malachim has the right to stop requested. Request. No request. The king is busy. No request. But the malachim has no right to stop praises. So what the tzaddik does, you come to my wife is not happy. My kid is unhealthy. I don't know what. So he says, okay, if I'm going to ask, he's going to ask. The malachim stops it. I'm going to work in a different way. He says, the tzaddik, what he does, and he goes and he praises Hashem for that. And in his machshava, he's asking Hashem to be mamshich Yeshua. No one can stop it. The malachim cannot stop it. Because says Rabbi Akiva Yigra, Masoret Shabbat, the malachim cannot read machshavot. So the malach cannot read my machshava. Malach can see my words. And my words are a praise to Hashem. So that praise goes all the way to the crown of Borei Olam, he reaches. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard you. What do you need? He says, if you buy the candle and you need something, take that something that you need and praise Hashem for the part that you have in it. You're 90% successful in your tefillah.
Makes sure he's thinking.
Yeah. And you thank Hashem for the good wife. She does like this and she cares. And she's really good. And she's really worried about me. And in my machshava, Hashem, I just wanted to be happy. I wanted to be calm. I wanted to have sablanut for the kids. That's in your machshava. In your words, you praise. The malachim cannot stop it. It goes all the way. That's the secret of Birkot HaTzadikim. That's the secret of a beracha of a tzadik. He writes in Derech Pikudecha. He writes, it's another sefer that he has. He says, that's what behind. He says, Chanukah, it's the day that Rabbanan established Leodot Ve'alel. He says, Alachat kama v'kama, the malach has no right. Because the days were given for Oda'ah. The days were given for thank you. So if I'm doing thank you, I'm doing the mitzvah, the malach cannot stop. So you got it? You got it?
Yeah?
Tomorrow night, you have 8 days. You don't miss anything. We says 13 words. 13 words correspond to the 13 midot of rachamim that we have. 13 midot of rachamim. And really, be'emet, each midah corresponds to something else that's happening in the world. But we have only 8 days. We have 13 midot. Right? So, come the last day and takes everything. What does it mean? Says Rabbi Chaim Palaji, if someone wants to do a big pidyon nefesh, a big tikkun to his neshama, he said, you should take 100 coins. Why 100 coins? Because, pach, what they found, פח שמן, jar of oil, what's pach? Pei and chaf. 80 and 20 together is 100. He says, what else does he say? He says, we're going to read on Chanukah and Parashat HaNesim. Every day we're going to read the gift the Nesim gave the Mikdash. It's always going to say, Kaf Ahat Asara Zahav. What's Kaf? What's a Kaf you say? Spoon? Spoon? It's a bigger spoon, no? Okay. Small shovel. What's the word?
Ladle.
Ladle. Okay. Kaf. What's Kaf? It's a Chaf and a Pei. What's Chaf and a Pei? 20 and 80. 100. So he says, take 100 coins. And then take another 44 coins. Why 44? Because we have 44 candles. 36 plus 8 chamashim. So it's 44. But not only that, he says, if the name of Chanukah, what's happening in Chanukah, we're using a name of Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu saw in the snakes called Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Aleph Hey, and then the letter is Yud Hey. We're using this name. So he says, if you know the ribua of it, it comes out 44, but it's going to take me a while to explain why the ribua. Ribua just means you open each one. Comes out 44. So he says, and 100, you can find any Talmidei Chachamim, especially the one who teach you children. The one who teach you children is a mitzvah to give the money on Chanukah. The one who teach Torah is a mitzvah to give the money on Chanukah. But that's the 100 to take care of it. But the 44, he says, every day you give one. And we have, and today is the Nasi Yehuda. The next day is Nasi Yisachar. The third day is Nasi Reuven. Why? Because the Koach of Yehuda is a very big Koach on the first day. And then the next day is the Koach of Yisachar. It goes a little bit in Arichut with it. You bring some Sefer Maaseh Hatzaka. But then he said, the last day, we're going to read all the rest of the Nesim. Right, so you're going to be reading the last day? You're not reading. Okay. You have all the reading of the Nesim. All the rest. Until Kenasat HaMenorah. So he says, the rest of strength and power of Chanukah, everything comes, condensed to the last day. Zot Chanukah. And the last day, he says, whatever you can poel the whole Chanukah, you can do more on the last day. So it's when you give up, and then you had enough, and the last day can revive everything. Okay, the last day is going to be Wednesday, right?
Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday. Next Thursday. Okay, that's whoever wants to do this this pidyon. Another thing is, we have something called the dreidel, right? What was the last time you played the dreidel? You didn't.
Well, last Hanukkah.
How many you played the dreidel?
Today.
Sometimes. Okay. So the dreidel, if you look on the dreidel, he has four letters on it, right? He has the letters Gimel, Shin, Nun, and A, right? I'm sorry, Nun, Gimel, Shin, A. Nes Gadol, Ayasham. There was a big miracle there. Right. Says Meisach, you think it just happened to be those letters? He says, no. He goes in longer Rechud that each letter represents to each Galut that Am Yisrael went through. The Madai, Edom, Yavan, Paras. And he says, when you spin it, you're telling the four Galuyot that we went through, they're going to spin and spin and spin and spin, and they look very strong and very powerful. But that one day it will end. And it will fall down. And who spins it? From atop. It's Borei Olam. Now, when it falls down, if you take those letters together, Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hey, you have Mashiach. Look at the same letters. Exactly. Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hey. It's the same gematria as the word Mashiach. Shin for Shin, Nun cover the Mem and Yud, Gimel and Het makes the Gimel and A makes the Het. Mashiach and Goshna. He says you take this dreidel and you say, it's a nice game to play. It's a nice game to play. The Chatam Sofer used to sit on the floor and do that. Because when you do that, you have a kavanah that Kadosh Baruch Hu will spin the goyim, and they will have strength and power and power. One day they will fall down, and therefore will bring the Mashiach. And the greatest time to bring miracles about all of us, about the captivities in Gaza, and about who knows where, it's now. It's Chanukah. And therefore today we're trying to revive the koach of all the umot will fall down, all the nation will fall off, but the Mashiach will come, and we will be here. Who will be the oil on top of the water? Who will exist? And now listen to me. It's my theory. It doesn't say it in any book. My feeling on Hanukkah is as the generation goes here in America, we're getting lost and lost, right? And what bothers me the most is to see the menorah with basketball players. Another candle, right? So, if you read about the Sfarim, what the Greek represented, the sports, they brought the sports into Yerushalayim. And we took that sport, we put it into Hanukkah. And today, you're going to walk into every building and every office, you're going to see the tree and the Hanukkah and everything mixed together. The only holiday is supposed to represent separation between the Goy and the Jew. It's the only holiday that the Goy knows and mix it together with their holiday.
Sad.
Very sad. So, take your kids. Take your kids in any night of Hanukkah when they have time. Bring them to the candles. And look at the flame, kids. Look at the flame, kids. Look at the flame. You see those flames? You know why? Because we were tortured, we were killed, we were murdered, but we stay here. And we are separate from them. We are different than them. We have to drill in our children that these candles of Hanukkah come to represent Reshaim Beyat Tzadikim, Temeim Beyat Teorim, Giborim Beyat Chalashim. Yes, we are different than them. And the old job of really Hanukkah is to what? Pirsum and Isawa. Pirsum and Isawa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the pureness. And if you're going to come fight it, I'll help you. Take the sword and fight. I will help you. I will stand by your side. But for 200 years, they didn't do it. And when they decided to take the sword and fight, they found Borei Olam right next to them. And that's what we wanted to mefarsem, to publish as the miracle that is. My son, if you're going to be listening to the music, to the clothing, to the... Help me with words?
Yeah.
With the shtiyot. Of the goyim, you will be drowned with them. But if you're going to say, this is Tameh, this is Ta'or, this is Rasha, this is Tzadik, if you're going to give that message on Hanukkah, you're a winner. Because that's what Hanukkah is. We are separate. We are different than them. We're not mixing with them. And God help us only once we realize we will fight for our rights. What's a goyim did to the Midrash? They said you can live with your wife at home, but no door needed. Read Megillat Antiochus. They were, it was forbidden to have a door in your house. So you're with your wife. So let people see what happened. What happened? Come to the beach, you can be naked. What happened? Nothing happened. Share your wife with everybody. Take off the door from your ass. And they said, no. Where did they go? They go into the forest. They live in the forest by themselves. Read. Don't live Hanukkah as you live in the first grade. Get out. Start learning about Hanukkah. Fight for the Jewish principles. No. My daughter will not have that phone. She will not have that dress. Where does it come from? It's not for us. We're going to light the Hanukkah candles because we are different than them. And if you're going to drill it in your kids, then you're the winner of Hanukkah above all this segulot and stories and I think that we say. Because the main part of Hanukkah is 8 days to know that we are different than them. Our avodah is to feel and to know that only once we realize that we are different, Hashem stood by our side. And as long as we're willing to stimulate, God says, figure it out yourself. Go for it. And Yerushalayim was lost. Bet HaMikdash was lost. The Keunah and Leviyah was lost. The Nesiim were lost. The entire land of Israel were lost. house, and the only place who had some light, it was in Modi'in forest by the Hashmonaim family. But once they decided, no, Jewish principle, are we going to fight for? They turned the whole country into a good place. And it's up to us to know, are we assimilate? Are we giving up? Or are we standing for it? Daniel, yeah? We're standing for it? We're standing for it. That's what the Hanukkah is. The Hanukkah is to understand that we are different. And then Hashem says, I helped him. And I will give you so much light from tomorrow. I'll give you so much light. Come and ask. Come and take it. Come to the Kedusha. Be happy. Obviously, the Satan will not want you to use everything we said tonight. He doesn't want you. It's going to bother you. But your wife said, I just made supper. It's hot. Please, just come and eat. She wasn't in a class. She doesn't know the importance of it. So then you explain it to her, or you go eat something and come back to the candles. And just by looking at the candles, so take the kids. I said to the kids, you have homework. We're going to do it here by the candles. We're going to observe the candles. We're going to look at it. We're going to give her respect to it. Not light and go. Not lighting and running away. The first half hour, we are with the candles. There is tremendous kedusha you're bringing on yourself. This is tremendous. It's told me someone, he was my chavuta with me, he says, you know, things I can't remember. We learned so much. I can't remember. He says, Hanukkah candles give me my memory back. Truth. We used to test them. After Hanukkah, he gives memory back. This is Avodah Zarah L'Mitzayin. This is Sanhedrin Daf Yud. This is Baba Kama Daf Ayin. He gives the memory back. He gives so much Kedusha back into the person. On top of everything, Chodesh Kislev, it's the 9 month, which we said is a Chodesh Mesugal. We're about to end this month. We have only 7 days left for the month. And this month is a very big month of tzedakah. Everyone knows someone who's in need somewhere, and whatever, this can do $1, this can do $18. But if you know someone is in need, it can be a cousin, it can be close, it can be family, it can be brother-in-law, it can be someone. We really need, should know the days of Hanukkah is I'm not saying organization, not. Talking about someone who is in real need. The days of Hanukkah, Marbim Betzdaka, says the Rokeach. Why? Because Hanukkah and Purim are comparable. There were two of them made by rabbis with the Nisim that happened after Bet HaMikdash. And therefore, just like on Purim, there is a mitzvah to give to others, and Hanukkah as well. There is a mitzvah to give to others.
Kislev?
Huh? The month of Kislev. Yeah. We're about to end this month of Kislev. The pasuk in the Torah says, Orech yamim b'yimina. On the right side, on the right of it, there is a long life. On the left of it, b'smola,
Oshavakon.
How was it? Yeah? Again. Orech yamim b'yimina. On the right side of it, you're going to have long life. B'smola, on the left side of it, you're going to have Osher v'chavod. What's Osher v'chavod? Michelle, what's Osher v'chavod? Osher. Wealth. Kavod. Honor. Right? So on the right side, you're going to have long life. And on the left side, you're going to have wealth and honor. What is it speaking to? Which mitzvah we said it gives you long life? Is that on the right side? It's the mezuzah. Orech yamim b'yimina, on the right side, you have the mezuzah which gives long life. But you should not be smola. If you're not cheap about the oil that you light, about the menorah that you light, about the wicks that you put inside, about the time that you're going to lose from work lighting the Hanukkah candles, b'smola osher v'chavod. The candles can bring you tremendous amount of wealth, can give you a lot of respect. She'yehud varav nishma'im. That is, words should be heard. If someone says to Hashem, Hashem, I know I can do, I can make money now, I can work, I can answer his email, I can do, I leave everything. Yeah, I can buy a cheap oil, but I bought a better one. I can buy a cheap menorah, but I bought a nicer one. Why? For you, to honor you, Hashem. B'simola osher v'kavod. It's a good opportunity to bring upon us a wealth and kavod. What's kavod? Says the Maharsha, shi'ud v'rav nishmeim. To be a person, when I say something, people listen. Right? That's what the Maharsha writes. that there is a beracha. I'm not a rabbi. I'm not a boss. I'm not a principal. And I'm not a manager. But I could be someone who said something no one pays attention to. And I could be someone who said something people listen to. Right? Shiyut v'rav nishmaim. That's called kavod. Kavod means I have respect to my words. Right? Okay, we wish to have respect to the, with our words in our home. But even in outside, even in other places, bismillah shavah kavod. Boy, so this, I take this opportunity of the Chanukah. There are more things we did not speak about. Be'ezrat Hashem, is not going to be class tomorrow because tomorrow is the party and many people worked hard on it. Please come, bring a family, bring a friend. It's going to be a very nice nice crowd, nice chevra. Please participate. And then Thursday, and Monday, Tuesday will not be class. Yeah? Okay.